is Davin's Den.
All right. Time for some scamming scammers on Davin's Den. I don't know why I'm talking like that. No idea.
I'm just trying to figure out how to catch the mosquito that's made its way in here.
Oh,
it's driving me insane.
It's going to dine well tonight. All right. All right, so fake Davin and Michelle last time, we're failing to see eye to eye. Michelle just wants to know that she's loved, and she feels the best way to do that would be some gift card for her to play video games. Fake Davin feels the best way to show his love for her is to go to Yemen after killing a Saudi prince, kill her commander, and take her back to the United States. But Michelle does not seem to think that is enough. I mean, it's fine. Do it if you want. But a gift card would be nice, too. You know, a little cherry on top. And
what's the guy got to do?
Get a gift card, dear. I don't know why you're not listening. And she's pretty much told Davin, no gifty cardy, no nookie, and no love. It's all over after all this. And Joe and Pip feel like fake Davin's on the clock. Fake line, I feel like maybe a couple weeks at most. Joe, yes. What?
Yes.
Joe was upset all these weeks and months that there was no ask, and now that there's finally an ask for something, and knowing how fake Davin is with parting with money for these his girlfriends, doesn't think it's going to last long. So we shall see. We shall pick up with June 6th of 2020. Can't believe it's 2 years ago already. So,
God.
Yeah, I know. I go so we'll continue. We'll start with the fourth and then move forward. And I go, and you are so quick to get rid of me, and I've never asked you for anything. Instead, I am faithful to a woman that won't get on the phone with me, won't video with me, won't tell me her coordinates, won't tell me who her commander is. I think I have endured quite a bit, and to make this work. She goes, what do you want to know about my commander? I go, you never even told me his name. She goes, don't worry, I will tell you, but not now. I go, why not now? She goes, I will tell you when the time comes, okay? I will only send you his mail so that you can talk to him. I go, why not have me talk to him on your Instagram account? You said he controls. Remember, she wouldn't talk to me on Instagram anymore because he took over her Instagram account, as military personnel are wont to do.
Yeah, never mind planning war. You got to worry about the Instagram account.
Well, Joe, that's the great thing about the leaders of our fine nation. They're multifaceted. They could do many things. They could call in coordinates for a bomb strike and put a hot picture on Instagram.
Hey, General Still made chicken, you know, so why not?
She goes,
hey, you know what? A bomb strike and a bomb shell.
There you go.
Look, the bear's got an itch.
I'm getting super itchy because this mosquito's in this room, and I'm like, it's giving me the twitchy itchies.
Do you think, Joe, after the mosquito's done with Pip, go, ugh, that was not what I thought. Did she go bad?
I remember I was at a Taco Bell, and behind in front of the Taco Bell was a strip joint. And the strippers were in there getting ordering something from Taco Bell, and there was a mosquito that was on the stripper's ass, and the mosquito flies away, and I could just see when the mosquito gets back to the sump bragging, just where I was, smell my snout.
Smell my snout. I was just on a kid's school bus.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Guess where I was? I was at the stripper's ass crack. Who's the king of the sump?
Where were you? Oh, I was dining on Pip.
yeah, it's like, ooh, I'm gonna get you.
I think she left herself out in the sun. She tastes a little gamey and rotten.
No, that's usual.
The Instagram. She goes, the Instagram is not working again. I go, what happened? She goes, him has blocked the account. I go, he blocked the account? She goes, yes, like you told me before. I go, I didn't tell you that. Maybe it was your other boyfriend. She goes, because you. She goes, because you said I should tell him to block everything about the Instagram. I go, no, I didn't. I go, so now you have no Instagram? She goes, are you not the one completing that I'm adding men on my Instagram account? I told you that is not me, that is my commander, and you said that I should tell him to block everything about that Instagram account? Yes, I don't have Instagram account again. I go, are we still a couple? She goes, what? I don't understand. Now we're on June 7th. I go, you said you wanted to block me or me block you. Remember that? She was like, no, you block me. No, I want you to block me. So I'm like, you know, listen, Joe and Pip don't think we're going to be a couple. I need to ask. So I go, you said you wanted to block me or me block you. She goes, okay, but do you want to block me? I go, I never said I did. You spoke that way. She goes, yes, I said because you don't care about again. I ask you to request for my leave. You refuse. I go, see, when you say I don't care, it makes me think that this has all been a waste. Where'd Joe go? I only see Joe's elbow. What the hell's going on over there?
Look at that. That's hilarious.
I think Tesla headquarters is having a glitch.
I'll say.
She goes, are you care? I go, what? She goes, are you care about me? Just answer my question. I go, I've never traveled across the world to kill anybody else's boss.
Are you care about me? Just answer my question, Janet. To my,
I would if I could understand it.
She goes, what do you mean by that? I go, you know the plan. She goes, did I ask you to kill someone for me? I don't know anything. I go, so I can get you out of Yemen. She goes, okay. Baby, I want to ask you a question. I'm back to baby, kids. I am back to baby. Things are looking good.
Baby.
She goes, baby, I want to ask you a question. I go, you act like we've not discussed this. Maybe I should stop talking. She goes, okay, now I understand. Baby, I want to ask you a question. I go, there could be no question since you do not think our love is real. She goes, you are the one cost of everything. I go, no, you give ultimatums and you do not trust me. I can't be with that in that type of relationship. Now, if you noticed here, I am now putting her on the defensive. She wanted to end it. She said, no, I'm ready to walk away. I'm ready to hang up the phone first.
Yeah, it's like, no, because you're offending me now.
Yes. She goes, you don't love me because if you do, you could have got me out from here. I go, I was planning on getting you out and taking you home. She goes, so when could that be? It's when I'm dead. I go, you act like we've not talked about this. So this is interesting. We are no longer talking about the gift cards. We are now talking about getting her out of there. So it would seem we have a shift change.
It does sound like that.
But me coming to the rescue works much better for the longevity of this bit.
Yes.
She goes, you want me to calm down with you while you are not making me happy. Why? I go, calm down. You are making me unhappy. She goes, are you the one making yourself unhappy? Okay. I go, you are making me unhappy. And that was June 7th. June 10th. June 10th. So we've not spoken in several days. She goes, hi, baby. How are you doing? I go, I'm fine. And we all know what that means. We all know what I'm...
It means not fine.
Not fine. You don't call anymore. She goes, baby, where are you right now? I go, home. Where are you? She goes, I'm resting, honey. I go, do you have a long day? She goes, yes, I'm just coming back from patrolling, honey. I go, how'd it go? And gone. So that was like 5 a.m. and until 11:25 a.m. Then at 11:57, she goes, I'm here with you, honey. It went well, honey. So what has happened here? How did I go from it's over to honey? How did that happen? What?
Yeah.
Shift change?
Yeah.
Okay. I go, good. Glad you were safe. She goes, okay, thanks, love. I go, you are welcome. What are you doing the rest of the day? She goes, yes, honey. I go, what are you doing the rest of the day? Baby feeling sleeping right now. I go, oh, I see. Message me when you wake up. She goes, okay, love. Take care of yourself for me, okay. I go, sweet dreams. I expect to hear from you in a few hours, babe. And I blow her a kiss. So do you guys still think I got weeks? Or do you think I'm prolonging this?
It depends who's on duty.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, if we're assuming there's two different people working this account, then that other person's going to go on.
If you have lovey-dovey, get me out of Yemen, girl, yeah, this could go on for a while. If you have gift card, baby, I would have gift card, you don't love me, gift card, that's not going to work for very long.
She goes, okay, love. I go, dream of me. She go, and then later on she goes, hi, baby, how are you doing? Where are you now? I go, hi, sweetie, how was your nap? I just got back from training. Now, like, this fake Davin needs to either get along, like, go along to get along, or, you know, I mean, because really, what person would just let all this shit slide?
Nobody would. They would just not pretend that shift change is okay. You just keep going back at it.
I go, I just got back from training. She goes, fine, baby. I go, did you dream of me? She goes, I hope your training went well. She goes, yes, of course. I go, it did. I go, now I am hot and sweaty. I go, really? What was I doing in the dream? She goes, I dream about you when we are together in your home. I go, that's sweet. What were we doing together? She goes, I was so happy. I go, I'm glad. I want you to be happy here with me. She goes, we are having fun. I go, what were you having fun doing? She goes, okay, love. We are kissing and fucking, honey. That escalated quickly.
Wow. Kissing and fucking.
Where are these women at? I guess they are. I guess they're cam girls and strippers. I guess these women do exist, but.
Yeah, I don't remember starting relationships speaking this way, but whatever.
Well, we've been together for several months, so it's not starting.
Oh, that's true.
I go, nice. I go, I'd really like to do that. Now I am horny. She goes, with who, honey? I go, you, of course. I am horny for you. She goes, what? I don't understand. Son of a bitch. I go, I want to fuck you right now, Michelle. She goes, really? Like, seriously? Now she's a valley girl. Like, oh my God. I go, yes, very badly. She goes, and you want me to do it with you now? I go, I do. I'd love to be in between your lovely legs. She goes, and you want me to do it with you now? She's skipping. My girl's skipping. I think her record is scratched. I go, that would be very nice. She goes, baby, you have not answered my question. I mean, you want me to do it now with you now? Like, yes, honey, I want to do it with you now. Why so quiet? She goes, okay. You see, I ask you to just send ordinary $50 or $100 iTunes card. You refuse. Now you want to fuck. You want me to make you happy, but you don't want make me happy. Why? All right, so maybe this is the same person.
Oh, maybe it is.
I'll tell you what, I'm not saying she's a gold digger, but she's not trying to scam a broke nigga. I go, you put it in my head with your dream. Yes, I want to fuck you. Doesn't fucking me make you happy? She goes, you are heartless.
You're heartless?
Heartless.
No. I don't think so.
I go, how am I heartless? You talked about fucking. I said I'd like that. And now I am a bad person?
She goes, yeah. What is that banging noise? Is that somebody fucking? What is that?
No, it's me being a bad person. She goes, so you can't send iTunes gift card? I go, Christ, woman, you have reduced yourself to being a prostitute. You are saying, pay and I will fuck you. I am your boyfriend. Am I your boyfriend or am I a client?
Oh, damn.
What?
No, if somebody actually said that to you, that's pretty harsh.
But wait a minute. No, it's not. From what she
said.
From what she's saying, she's like, you know, I need a gift card. She's prostituting herself.
No, I know, but I mean, if you were in a relationship and somebody just said, you're a prostitute, you know, you'll only fuck me for a gift card. I mean, it's true what she's saying. It's actually true, but it's harsh to say.
You know what? Consider me the Brian Kilmeade of this show. Sometimes you got to say harsh realities, dear.
Oh, the Brian Kilmeade of this show. I got to go.
that makes Joe Steve Ducey. She goes, what? I don't understand. I think he froze. He didn't froze. He just wasn't moving.
No. He's just. I think he found a mosquito.
You ever see that, like, somebody, like, they're not moving, or a pet or something? You don't know they're alive or not? Like, I didn't know if Joe froze or if he was dead. I don't know if he stroked out. I didn't know what happened. But there he is. He's moving. He's drinking.
Wait. Hold on. I'm going to poke him. No, yeah. He moved. He moved.
Funny, he didn't make the Pillsbury sound like I thought he would.
I didn't poke him in the belly.
Oh, well, you should.
I poked him in the nose.
She goes, what? I don't understand. I go, I'm talking about a loving couple, us making love, and you are talking about receiving money before you fuck me. You have made it so cheap and transactional. You made it gross. She goes, see, you are making me angry. I go, you have made me angry. I want a wife, not a pay-to-play whore.
Pay-to-play whore.
She goes, you are not serious. I go, what am I not serious about? She goes, you are not serious about having sex with me now. But you have sex with me, you will promise me that you will send me the iTunes gift card I asked for. Michelle, are you asking me to pay you for sex? She goes, no, I'm not asking you to pay for sex, but it's your duty to do for me as your girlfriend. I go,
wait a minute. What?
You heard her.
I did, but I didn't like it.
I go, why would you bring up money when we both enjoy sex with each other? She goes, yes, I said it's because you don't want to do it for me. Ever since I've been asking for it, you don't want to do it for me. Why? Well, I never wanted to do it, to be fair. It's only now that you're asking that it's come up in conversation. But anybody who knows Fake Davin knows he never wants to send gift cards. I go, I never said that, but you make it sound like I have to pay for sex with you. That's disgusting.
It is.
She goes, baby, I'm just begging for it because I need it, and you are the only person that will do it for me. I want to play online game. It makes me feel happy, too. Please. Yeah, I'd love to be in this woman's military. I'm on patrol, and now I'm playing online war games.
Yeah, it's like, go shoot somebody real. It'll get it out of your system.
Yeah.
Did I just say that?
You did. I go. I get that, but you say you don't. You won't have sex with me unless you get a gift card. You made our love so cheap. I thought you loved me and love having sex with me. She goes, yes, I do love you, but you don't want to help me with what I asked for as your girlfriend. Why? I go, I do, honey. I just feel like you don't want to have sex with me. She goes, baby, are you sending me the iTunes gift card or not? Enough of this palabra. I go.
She's exhausting.
She most certainly is. I go, Michelle, you're skipping right past how you made me feel, how hurt I am. She goes, I know that. You have money. She goes, I know that you have money for the iTunes gift card, but it's like you are stinging. I go, and what if I can't send it, Michelle? Is that when you disappear? She goes, baby, why will I disappear? I go, I just feel like it is all about money with you. I used to feel that you love me, but now I don't now. You really hurt me, Michelle. She goes, you're the one hurting me because you don't want to make me happy. I go, gifts should not make you happy. The fact that I love you should make you happy. I never sent a dick pic before, but I did that for you. That's how much you mean to me. See? Isn't that love? That's what love is, kids.
That is what love is. You'll break your own rules and send dick pics. That is a really loving gesture.
I remember I sent you one for your anniversary.
Me?
Yes, I sent you one for your anniversary.
I thought you sent it to Mr. Helix for our anniversary.
Well, I sent you each one.
Oh, see, mine was bigger.
Well, you do more for me. What do you want me to tell you? Anyway. She goes, I know that you love me, but I understand that you are stinging. I go, honey, when you said you need a gift card to have sex with me, you crushed me. Like I am just some guy who pays you for sex. I don't want that. I want you to want me. I need you to need me. She goes, so you can't help me? I go, wow, you just don't care about me. She goes, I understand that you are stinging. I go, there was a time you always wanted sex with me. Now you do not. She goes, yes, I don't want you. You are a sting man. I think she means stingy.
I think she means stingy, but she's saying sting?
Yeah, I'm sting. So
you're stink. She should be really happy to be involved with Sting. There's the magical elbow. Oh, my God. There it is floating in the space control room.
Okay. I go, if you don't desire me, then we should end this. I don't want to be with someone who does not desire me. She goes, since you are Sting, how will you take care of me if we marry as a husband and wife and you don't desire me too? Don't worry, I'm just staying. I'm not gonna have the whole band over. There'll be enough money, don't worry.
Since you're staying.
I go, I'm going to kill the Saudi prince, get $500,000 and rescue you. Then you would have whatever you want. But it matters not now. You do not want sex with me. She goes, I'm not going to have sex with you. You are Sting. Do you think Sting ever heard that? I'm not going to have sex with you. I prefer Stuart Copeland. You are Sting.
No, he never, ever heard that.
I don't think he did. I go, that's fine. I don't want to be with someone who needs to be paid to have sex with me. She goes, hold your iTunes gift card. And I don't need it again, Stingman. I don't want to be with Stingman.
Stingman! That's great. Oh, my God. This is so bizarrely strange.
I go, okay, so be it. She goes, what? I go, you don't want to be with me. She goes, yes, I don't want to be with a Stingman. I go, okay. She goes, yes. I go, we agree. She goes, yeah, you have to agree because you know that you are Sting. I am not Sting. He's in the band The Police.
You know you are Sting.
She goes, what? I don't understand. I go, you keep calling me Sting. I am not. He is a singer. I can't sing. I can dance. I go, do you understand? And then I sent her a picture of Sting.
No, you didn't.
I most certainly did.
I am not Sting.
I go, Sting.
It's so stupid.
This is fake Davin's life. What do you want me to tell you, dear?
I know.
I go, is that why you don't want to do what I ask you to do for me? I go, I don't understand. She goes, what is it that you don't understand? I go, what are you asking me? She goes, the iTunes gift card. I go, Michelle, I'm not willing to be with someone who is willing to discard me for a gift card. If a gift card is more important than me, then we have nothing further to discuss. She goes, okay. I go, what does okay mean? A gift card is more important than me? She goes, it is like you are not serious about me. And that is where we will stop for this evening.
Wow. Wow, I mean, I know what's, of course I know what's going on, and I know that this is all, you know, scammer and stuff, but I always think about it in terms of if you were on the receiving end of this conversation, and somebody was, like, haranguing you for a gift card, and if you said, no, I think you're not serious about me, that's all you want, and they were like, fine, that would really hurt.
Yeah, but then again, what guy would continue putting up with this nonsense?
You know, lonely people.
I guess.
Yeah.
I'm a little disappointed she didn't get the Sting reference.
I think it's hilarious that she didn't get it.
What'd you say, Joe?
She's not going to get the Sting reference.
I sent her a picture. He was standing there in all his glory playing his bass. And then underneath, I put Sting.
You have no idea who Sting is.
Yeah, but I mean, don't you have to know? I mean, Sting's not like, you know, everybody knows who Sting is.
No, you know what? It's people who knew when he was huge with the Police. They know who he was, who he is, but he was huge then. Now it's just people who knew him back then that know who he is now. I mean, you know, younger people, they have no idea what that is. They think it has something to do with bees.
So you think she really believes I'm Stingman?
I think she has no idea what she's saying or who you sent her a picture of.
I will say this. If I am Stingman and I have those type of royalties and I'm not sending her an iTunes gift card, she might have a point.
Yeah, really. It's like, what's one iTunes gift card to you, Stingmaster?
I'm not asking you to send me a platinum album. I'm asking for a $100 gift card. What's the problem, Sting? Or should I call you Gordon? Is that where we are in this?
Oh, see, now I know you're mad at me. You're calling me Gordon.
Listen, Gordon, I need to play Call of Duty. Send me the gift card.
Well, that hurts. But here's the gift card. What's it to me? Yeah. I can have sex for an hour.
Yeah, tantric. So what do we think? We're our time is running out?
I guess you got a bit more.
Yeah, I think you could go a little bit more like Sting. But I don't think it has much length to it because she just keeps going back to the gift card.
Yeah, it does seem like we are in her death spiral.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was interesting how she tried to use sex as a weapon.
That's right out of the girl playbook.
Yeah, but there was no real sex, so what the hell was she using?
She's using cyber sex as a weapon.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't even want to talk to you about sex, okay?
Well, I told her, once I kill the Saudi prince and I get the $500,000 and I bring her back here, she can play all the video games she wants.
It was that simple.
It's very simple. Kill the Saudi prince, sneak into Yemen, kill the commander, sneak out of country, get back to the United States, don't get caught, play video games. I mean, I love it when a plan comes together.
Child's play.
Exactly. All right. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support. Thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Russ.
Joe, what do you got?
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to give you the dietary need, thus ensuring your every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday, Saturday night. That's Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquet is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, what you got coming up?
August 12th, Portobello's.
Who you got in the show?
Vanessa Hollingshead is your headliner, Sharon Simon and Donna Lloyd. Good show.
It's going to be a great show. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them. 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out. You deserve Portobello.
Side Splitting Productions for your comedic needs. You need a comic for a private event, a roast, a fundraiser. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com or give us a call at 551-404-3094. Joe, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at Governor's Comedy Club this Saturday night in the Giggle Room. Showtime will be at 7:30 p.m. Doors are at 5:30. Call them, 516-731-3356, or go to govs.com for tickets and information.
The Giggle Room. You have to go to the Guffaw Room for the really good time, but you'll get
the
some...
The Huddle Huddle Room.
Aren't you and that girl, Michelle, supposed to be getting me a spot at Governor's? Isn't that...
I'm worried about getting me in. I mean, this is the first spot I had in that place in about a month, and I haven't been doing any of the Thursdays and Sundays, so I got to get my ass back in there. I'll worry about you after I'm in there.
Christ, he's there all the time. Is he Pip? No, nothing. Nothing, Pip. Never.
You know what? He hasn't even sent you a gift card.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. He's no sting man either. All right. Is it Stuart Copeland and Andy Summers?
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Pip, did we solve that that volume problem with the person that was listening? Were they able to listen?
You know what? I don't know where they went. I think that they went over to Davin Comedy to listen over there.
Good. Perfect. All right. Thank you guys for listening live and on the podcast. Next week, the Worst Dads of the Year Countdown. Always fun, always challenging. There's a lot more bad moms than dads out there, at least ones that don't kill their kids. So have a good week, everybody. It's a terrible way to end the show.
It's lovely out there.
It's a terrible way to end the show. But no, it'll be fun. It'll be good. I will be on the ball. Hopefully I will not get taken out. And we must revisit the Will Smith, Chris Rock conversation. That must be revisited as well. But that is for next week. This week, all have a great week. Stay healthy. Take care of each other. If you like us, tell a friend. Yeah, that's what I said. If you hate us.
Tell no one.
Either way, keep on.